Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Purva Mimamsa, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om. Om Vasudevam Ramakantam. नत्वा लौगाक्षि भास्करः कुरुते जैमिनिनये प्रवेशायार्थ संग्रहम्. सो बीसा वाक्य प्रमाण. नाउ वी हैव टू कम टू प्रकरण प्रमाण, फोर्थ प्रमाण, उभयाकांक्षा प्रकरणम. सी हियर आल्सो वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड वाक्य प्रमाण इज पावरफुल देन द प्रकरण प्रमाण एक्सेट्रा एंड less powerful than the previous pramanas, because for the vakya pramana to be come to application, it has to depend upon the other pramanas. It has to do kalpana of imagination of the other pramanas. So it is delayed in vinyoga, in prayoga. Therefore it is a weaker pramana, but it is a stronger pramana when you compare it with the prakarana pramana, etc., because when the prakarana pramana is in the fourth stage doing imagination of Shruti, the Vakya Pramana will be applied and its function will be over. Therefore, Prakaranam Nirupanam. Prakarana, what is Prakarana? Ubhaya Akansha Prakaranam. Ubhaya Akansha Prakaranam. That is the Lakshana for Prakarana. Ubhaya Akansha Prakarana. Ubhaya, two, dual, Akansha, expectancy. Where there are two kinds of expectancy, that is called as prakarana. Yatha prayajadishu samidho yajati ityadi vakye phala visheshasya anirdeshad samityagena bhavyet iti bodhanantram kim iti upakarya akancha. Darshapurnamasa vakye darshapurnamasa abhyam sargam bhavyet iti bodhanantram katham iti upakaraka akancha. ఉభయాకాంక్షయా ప్రయాజాదీనం దర్శపూర్ణమాసాం గత్తుం. వాట్ ఇస్ ఉభయాకాంక్ష? డౌట్ ఆఫ్ టూ థింగ్స్. వాట్ ఇస్ దట్ డౌట్? వాట్ ఇస్ దట్ ఎక్స్పెక్టెన్సీ ఆఫ్ టూ థింగ్స్ యూ హ్యావ్? వీ హ్యావ్ ఎక్స్పెక్టెన్సీ ఫర్ మెనీ థింగ్స్, బట్ వాట్ ఇస్ దిస్ ఎక్స్పెక్టెన్సీ విచ్ ఇస్ స్పోకన్ అబౌట్ హియర్? వన్ ఇస్ ది కిమ్ భావన అండ్ ది అదర్ ఇస్ కథం భావన. We saw in the Shabdi and Arthi Bhavanas, Kim Bhavyet, Kena Bhavyet, Katham Bhavyet, Kim Bhavyet, what is the Sadhya, what, how should I do Bhavana, what is that I should have to Bhavana of, do Bhavana of, that is the imagination of, that is what is the Kim Bhavana. Katham Bhavana, how should I process that, what is the means, method to gain that Bhavana, that is Sadhya. And Kena Bhavyeta, what is the method of doing this sadhana itself? Sadhana is Darshapurnamasa. Swarga is the sadhya, swarga is the result. Sadhana is the means is Darshapurnamasa. It is the yaga, homa you have to perform. And in Darshapurnamasa yaga, how should I perform? That is the Katham Bhavyeta. Kim, Kena, Katham. These are the three bhavanas. So, the third bhavana, the details of the kena bhavet will be there. Now, two dependencies. When you have two expectancies, whatever the expectancies, these are this. Kim katham iti. Kim bhavana and katham bhavana are the two expectancies here. Akanshas here. This is what is expected. This is what the doubt is all about. Kim is the upakari akansha, the sadhya, the doubt about the sadhya. And katham iti is the means of the means. Kena is the method. For that method, what and all limbs it has? How should it be performed? That is the katham bhavana. So, when the doubt about kim bhavana and katham bhavana exists, then that is called upayakansha. So, yatha prayajadishu. So, he is giving you an example. Yatha prayajadishu samidho yajati. We already saw pancha prayaja samidho yajati, ida yajati, bahir yajati, tanunapajatam yajati, swahakaram yajati. Swahakaram yajati, tanunapatam yajati. These are the five pancha prayajas. These are the prayaja yagas. You call it pancha prayaja, five prayajas. సో దీస్ యాగ సమిధో యజతి ఇత్యాది వాక్యేంద స్వాక్య ఫల విశేషస్య అనిర్దేశాత్ సమిధో యజతి. వాట్ ఇస్ ది రిజల్ట్? దేర్ ఇస్ నో రిజల్ట్ హియర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్. అండ్ లైక్ అగ్నిహోత్రం జుహ్యాత్, వాట్ ఇస్ ది రిజల్ట్? వీ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ రిజల్ట్, సో వీ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ వీ టుక్ స్వర్గ కామ అస్ ది రిజల్ట్. త్రుది విశ్వజిత్ న్యాయ, దేర్ ఆర్ టూ న్యాయస్, వన్ ఇస్ రాత్రి సత్ర న్యాయ అండ్ విశ్వజిత్ న్యాయ. రాత్రి సత్ర న్యాయ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ సెట్ దేర్ లైక్ ది స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫిజిక్ ఎక్సెట్రా, దట్ ఇస్ అక్సెప్టెడ్. సో హియర్ వీ కెన్ అక్సెప్ట్ సంథింగ్ వాట్ ఇస్ సెట్ ఇన్ దట్ దట్ సమిధో యజతి ఎక్సెట్రా దట్ ఆల్సో. సో పూర్వపక్షి విల్ బ్రింగ్ ఇన్ దట్ రాత్రి సత్ర న్యాయ, ది రాత్రి సత్ర న్యాయ, ఈచ్ కర్మ హ్యాస్ ఎ రిజల్ట్ ఓరియంటెడ్ విత్ ఇట్. So that is the result he wants us to accept through the Ratra Satra Nyaya. But the Siddhanta Pakshi, the Purvimamsaka, he accepts the Swarga because Saswargam Syat, Sarvam Prasamanyat. With this Nyaya, Swarga is common general for all the karmas. Result are the result for all the karmas and everyone wants, everyone is interested in that Swarga. See, putra kameshti, I may be interested or not interested. So, putra is not the result I want. Then, vrihi kameshti, I don't have any interest in vrihi vrishti. I don't have any interest in vrihi or vrishti. So, I don't need to do this yaga, vrishti kama. There are other desires in the world, bhuti kama. I am not interested in wealth. So, these cannot be particular to, common to everyone. But, Swarga, heaven is common to everyone. Whoever it is, everyone wants to experience Swarga. The term may be different, but that is what is heaven for them. So, everyone wants to expect heaven, experience heaven. Therefore, the Siddhanta Pakshi, he takes through the Vishwajit Nyaya that everything is for everyone. This is the common result. Everyone wants to experience the result. Therefore, Swarga is the result for wherever, in whichever karma, there is no result specified, no result oriented to that karma. For that, Swarga is the result. సో సమిధో యజతి ఇన్ దట్ ఫల విశేషస్య అనిర్దేశ, దేర్ ఇస్ నో స్పెషల్ రిజల్ట్ ఓరియంటెడ్ విత్ ఇట్, దేర్ ఇస్ నో స్పెషల్ రిజల్ట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఫిక్స్డ్ పాయింటెడ్ టు దట్. దేర్ ఫోర్ సమిద్యాగేన భావేత్ ఇది బోధానంతరం. సమిద్యాగేన భావేత్ విత్ ది యాగ, సమిద్యాగ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ భావన. నౌ వాట్ షుడ్ ఐ డూ భావన ఆఫ్, వాట్ ఇస్ ది రిజల్ట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు థింక్ ఆఫ్ వెన్ ఐ డూ దిస్ సమిద్యాగ, వాట్ షుడ్ ఐ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్? Bhavana is expectations. What should I expect through this samidhyaga? There is no, there is an expectancy there. There is a question there. I don't have an answer. So therefore, kim iti upakarya akanksha. There is a upakarya akanksha. For what should I do this karma, samidhyaga? There is this doubt. For what? Now, we have this one doubt. We'll keep this what doubt? Darsha Purnamasa Vakya Feen. In the Darsha Purnamasa Vakya also, there is this is the sentence which gives the, this is the Utpati Vidhi for Darsha Purnamasa Vakya. That which gives the result and the karma. Darsha Purnamasa Bhyam Swarga Kamo Yajeta. దర్శ పూర్ణమాసాభ్యాం విత్ దర్శ పూర్ణమాస స్వర్గ కామో యజేత. పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ డిసీరియస్ ఆఫ్ స్వర్గ షుడ్ డూ దిస్ ఫైర్ ఆబ్లేషన్. నౌ దేర్ వాట్ ఇస్ హౌ ఇస్ ది మీమాంసక, హౌ డస్ మీమాంసక టేక్ దిస్ వాక్య? దర్శ పూర్ణమాసాభ్యాం స్వర్గం భావయేత్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ స్వర్గ ది రిజల్ట్ త్రూ దిస్ దర్శ పూర్ణమాస యాగ. సో దట్ ఇస్ ది method how the Mimamsaka understands that sentence. Through this you had to expect Swarga. How should I do Darsha Purnamasa Yaga? There is no explanation about that. So, iti bodhanantaram, after gaining this knowledge, katam iti upakaraka akanksha, how should I perform this Darsha Purnamasa Yaga to gain the Swarga, which is the result? I have a doubt. So, this middle thing, kim kena katam, in this kim there is a doubt and katam there is a doubt. This kena is the thing which connects the both. Darsha Purnamasa Yaga is the one which connects the sadhya and the iti kartavyata. Sadhana is the one. Dashapurnamasa is the sadhana, is the means which connects the sadhya, which is swarga, heaven, and the iti kartavyata. This way you have to do. This is the prakara. Iti kartavyata. Iti is the prakara. Kava, prakara. In this method, in this way you have to perform. Which is the panchaprayajas. So, I have the knowledge of panchaprayajas and I have the knowledge of sadhya. So, there is this doubt. How, what? Kim there and katam here. So, each come together to solve its problem. You have a doubt, you have a problem. Yes, I have a problem. You also have a problem, I also have. What is your problem? Kim is the problem. For it, katam is the problem. So, each upakarya, upakaraka, akanksha. For one, upakarya is the expectancy. Result is the expectancy. For the other, the method is the expectancy. So, each help itself to give the result. Therefore, this is the ubhaya kamsha. This is the knowledge you gain through prakarana. This is what you solve through prakarana. The prakarana pramana. So, what is this prakarana? Tachya prakaranam dvidam. This prakarana is also of two types. Mahaprakaranam avantara prakaranam chaiti. One is mahaprakarana and this other is avantara prakarana. Mahaprakarana, great prakarana. No, it is not great prakarana. It's primary prakarana. You will understand this. It is primary prakarana. And avantara prakarana to be secondary prakarana. Subsidiary, tertiary. So, primary and secondary prakarana. What is primary prakarana? Mahaprakarana. And what is secondary prakarana? Avantara prakarana. Primary prakarana. Mahaprakarana is tatra mukhya bhavana sambandhi prakaranam mahaprakaranam. Wherever there is a doubt about this mukhya bhavana sambandhi prakaranam. Mukhya bhavana. The important bhavana. Whatever we have to do. That is mahaprakaranam. Sadhya. Doubt about the sadhya. Tena cha prayajadinam darshapurnamasa angattvam. So, for the prayaja, through the sadhana is the important doubt through which I should have to do the karma. Angangi bhava, in the angangi bhava, the main confusion. This angas, which is the angi for the angas, these angas. So, that doubt when it comes, this mahaprakarana solves the problem. So, darshapurnam, pancha prayajadinam, because of this mahaprakaranam, through this mahaprakaranam, the prayajas, the five prayajas become anga to the darshapurnamasa yaga. Etacha pragartau eva ubhayakanchayaha sambhavat natu vikartau. This mahaprakarana also is related only with the prakriti, not with the vikriti. As we already saw in the linga pramana, it only relates itself with the prakriti. Because prakriti vat vikriti kartavya iti nyaya, with the nyaya prakriti vat vikriti kartavya. As with the prakriti, do the vikriti. As you perform the prakriti, the primary yaga, do the secondary yaga, the transformation yaga. So, with this, whatever is expected in the prakriti will come in vikriti. Whatever is solved in prakriti, whatever problem which are solved in prakriti will come in vikriti. Like the juhupatra, the doubt about juhupatra. So you don't need to repeat it again to gain the punarutti dosha. So natu vikrito ubhaya kanchaya, because the doubt is there only in the prakriti, not in the vikriti. Tatra prakriti vad vikriti kartavya iti adideshena kasambhavaka akankshayaha upachamena apurvangana api ubhayakankshaya viniyoga asambhavat. Prakriti vad vikriti kartavya, this nyaya, because of this nyaya, you bring in adidesha, you bring in whatever is there in the prakriti, the doubt you bring in here in vikriti. Whatever was the doubt and whatever was the solution for those doubts, those things you bring into vikriti. Therefore, katam bhava akankshaya upashamena. So this katam bhava akankshaya, the doubt, katam, how should I do? That is removed in the prakriti itself. And that same solution is applied in the vikriti also. Therefore, apurvangana api ubhaya akankshaya viniyoga sambhava. This apurva akanksha, this apurva anga, the special angas also, whatever angas is there in the vikriti, that also ubhayakanksha viniyoga asambhavat. With the ubhayakanksha, it cannot be related to the మెయిన్ ప్రకరణ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ వికృతి యాగ తస్మాత్ అపూర్వంగానాం స్థానాత్ ఏవ వికృతి అర్థత్వం ఇది దేర్ఫోర్ ది అపూర్వ అంగాస్ విల్ గెయిన్ ఇట్స్ ప్లేస్ విత్ ది త్రూ ది స్థాన ప్రమాణ సో therefore there is no doubt there is no problem about it avantra prakaranam so after seeing mahaprakaranam what is mahaprakaranam the angangi bhava wherever the angami angangi bhava angangi bhava is directly understood that is called mahaprakaranam now we come to this avantra prakaranam secondary prakaranam anga bhavana anga bhavana sambandhi prakaranam avantra prakaranam whatever is the expectancy in the anga that bhavana whatever you should have to expect as the result in the anga that is solved through this avantra prakaranam tena cha abhikramana adinam prayajadi angattam through this avantra prakarana there is this karma called abhikramanam so this abhikramanam because abhikramanam what is abhikramanam in the prayaja yaga once you do there are five prayajas we already saw there we have five prayaja yagas so after finishing each prayaja one should have to this person who is performing the advarya he has to walk a little bit towards the ahavani agni this fire called ahavani agni so that is called that movement is called moving towards this ahavani agni is called abhikramanam so this abhikramanam becomes a part of prayaja anga it becomes a part of prayaja where should I link with this abhikramana with it is linked with the prayaja see it is dena cha abhikramanam prayajadi angatvam tatcha sandamsheneva jnayate tat sandasud trudi sandamsha will come to the sandamsha tad abhave cha avishesha sarvesham phala bhavana katham bhavena grahana prasangena pradhanatva pradhana angatva apatte so sandamsha is like this thing which you used to lift a vessel or things like that it's like a plier a nose plier you use this nose plier to hold on to screwdriver extra screw etc now this whatever is caught in between with this is called sandamsha so that instrument which you use to catch this is called sandamsha so now here also with this sandamsha nyaya this is called sandamsha and this is a nyaya logic used in this shastra sandamsha nyaya like the sandamsha there is this one prakarana there is another prakarana in between there is third prakarana prakarana a prakarana b in between them there is a1 b prakarana it is neither a it does not belong to a or b so this prakarana to which should I relate this to should I relate this to a prakarana or to b prakarana there is this doubt now with this sandamsha nyaya since it is in between two prakaranas I have to relate this with the both the prakaranas it should have to be performed in between both these prakaranas like when in the darshapurnamasa yaga they are talking about the main yaga and they are introducing the shruti is introducing us to the prayaja yagas in between this main yaga and the prayaja yaga this abhikramanam juhoti this sentence comes this prakarana comes so this with each prayaja see pancha prayaja is commonly explained therefore when I perform each prayaja I have to do this abhikramana